Catholic League denounces Biden nominee as enemy of religious liberty. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on December 2, 2020. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has denounced Joe Biden's appointment of Neera Tandon to direct the Office of Management and Budget in his administration, asserting she is no friend to people of faith. Ms. Tandon, pictured, played a pivotal role in writing the notorious Health and Human Services (HHS) mandate, Dr. Donahue writes, which sought to force Catholic nonprofit organizations, such as the Little Sisters of the Poor, to pay for abortion-inducing drugs, contraception and sterilization in their health care plans. In 2012, Tandon wrote an article for the New Republic declaring that current debates regarding contraception coverage differed from those in past years in one troubling way: the vociferous opposition by religious groups. The past few months have seen the issue of contraception coverage turned into a question of religious liberty, she lamented. Before it was made into a religious issue, contraception was successful as a political cudgel, helping isolate extreme anti-choice advocates from the mainstream, she wrote. In a shot across the bow at the U.S. Catholic bishops who were battling the HHS mandate, Tandon wrote that leaders of the women's movement, with Hillary Clinton at the helm, had been proven right in strategizing that those who opposed contraception would be seen as extreme. Donahue further notes that in a 2012 email to Hillary Clinton, Tandon labeled the Catholic Church's denunciation of the HHS mandate an example of misogyny. That is exactly the way the foes of the Catholic Church talk. Any objection to mandating that abortion-inducing drugs must be funded by Catholic taxpayers is anti-women, Donahue states. Tandon also joined those who maliciously attacked Brett Kavanaugh. Donahue writes, the Catholic judge who was being considered for a seat on the U.S. Supreme Court in 2018. In her knee-jerk belief of Christine Blasey Ford's fanciful tales of sexual assault against Kavanaugh, Tandon went so far as to smear Senator Susan Collins for supporting the Catholic nominee, Donahue notes. If it is impossible for the public to trust Neera Tandon, it is doubly impossible for Catholics to trust her, Donahue writes, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell should lead the fight to block her nomination as the new head of the Office of Management and Budget. Follow at Williams Rome.